Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. In Suffolk County, an off-duty cop who was trying to stop a man from stealing a car ended up stabbed in the leg.
Authorities say as the suspect was stealing items from a parked car in Lindenhurst, two off-duty NYPD officers spotted him and told him to stop. After the man ran, the officers say they caught up with him. That's when one of the officers was stabbed in the leg. A 27-year-old suspect was arrested and will be arraigned today. Thankfully, the officer suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Prosecutors are trying to convince a judge that accused UnitedHealthcare CEO shooter Luigi Mangione can still receive a fair trial, even after two Justice Department officials reposted inflammatory comments about him by President Trump. President Trump had made the comments on Fox News about Mangione, calling him a, quote, pure assassin. A video of his comments was posted by the White House. It was then reposted by one Justice Department official. That was later deleted, but it was reposted by another. Prosecutors, in a written submission in Manhattan federal court, said the two employees aren't working on the case and didn't know that the judge had warned lawyers to be careful what they share publicly. Mangione's defense attorneys have asked for the case to be dismissed and later said he couldn't receive a fair trial due to the posts. The judge in the case said last month the officials likely broke court rules by reposting Trump's comments. She asked the department to explain how the violations occurred and what steps were taken to prevent a recurrence. The city's oldest advocacy group for homeless individuals is asking, how will the next mayor handle homelessness in the city?
Dave Giffen's executive director of Coalition for the Homeless, telling me at least 103,000 people are in the city shelter system. Another 5,000 to 10,000 are living on the street.
And of course, a lot of this work continues to fall on nonprofits like the Coalition for the Homeless, just to keep people alive, just to keep people from starving to death or freezing or being forgotten on the streets.
He's hoping a new mayor January 1st will team up with Governor Hochul to set a different course.
I think New Yorkers are sick and tired of this, and they want to see the problem solved. They want to see housing being provided to people who don't have it.
All of this with the cold weather definitely approaching. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Midtown.
A city council committee will be voting today on a neighborhood rezoning plan that could transform more than 200 blocks in southeast Queens. Advocates say the Jamaica neighborhood plan would potentially create 12,000 new homes, jobs, and neighborhood investments. Natasha Williams represents the district in Queens that includes Jamaica.
This plan really creates flexible zoning. So there are certain areas currently where you can't do certain usages. It's only for, let's say, hard industry, as an example, some of the areas. And this plan really creates an opportunity for different types of use.
Williams says the Jamaica Neighborhood Plan is one of the most ambitious projects to hit not just Jamaica, but the city. However, many current residents are concerned about the gentrification, rising rents, and displacement that the plan could bring. A fast-moving fire tore through several Hicksville businesses overnight, including a popular donut shop that's been there since the 1970s. The flames broke out around midnight at Halal Munchies on East Marie Street. Everyone inside there made it out safely, but one firefighter was hurt. Fire officials say the building's firewalls likely prevented the flames from wiping out the entire block. But among the businesses destroyed, a Korean church, the newly opened Halal restaurant, and House of Donuts, a family-run staple for decades. The cause of that fire under investigation by the arson bomb squad and the county fire marshal. On the steps of City Hall this morning, Brooklyn Council member Farrah Lewis joining families and advocates calling for the passage of Ben Z's Law. The bill is named for 11-month-old Binyamin Ben Z Karofsky, who was fatally burned by an overheated radiator in his Midwood apartment. It would require regular inspections of steam radiators in homes with young children and repairs if any hazards are found. Lewis says it's a common-sense life-saving measure, holding landlords accountable and protecting families from preventable tragedies in aging buildings. After more than 30 years with the NYPD, Chief John Chell is retiring from the police force. Chell, the city's highest-ranking uniformed officer, oversaw the NYPD's crime-fighting and quality-of-life strategies. Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch both praised his decades of service, calling his leadership invaluable. Replacing him on an interim basis will be Chief Michael LePetri, the architect behind the department's precision police strategy, and he's credited with driving shootings to record lows. LePetri will hold both roles for now as he steps in to lead the police force's day-to-day operations.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.